We've been talking about how to calculate the Shivas Yimei Avelos, the 7 days of Avelos. When we talk about calculating 7 days, so 7 days doesn't necessarily mean 7 24-hour periods. There's certain halachic, creative ways of chiseling away at days. So one of the halachic principles that we have to discuss is the principle called Mitzvah Yom Kulo. Do we have a right to say that part of a day counts as an entire day? So this is actually Mechlekes HaTanoim between the Tana Abashol and the Chachamim, the end of Maseches Mekraton. But whether an Avil has to observe a full 7 days, or whether on the seventh day we can apply the principle in Halacha called Mikzas Yom Kekulo. Since part of the day has arrived, so it's as if the entire day has arrived. So what would that mean practically? So according to the Chachamim, whenever a person counts day one, you have to get to the end of day seven, the person gets up from Shiva. Tzeis Chacham, Shkia, whatever, the end of the 7 full days, the person gets up from Shiva. And according to the Tana B'Shol, one can already get up at the beginning of the Halachic day, Mikzas Yom Kekulo. How do we pass in Halacha? Even though the Gemara says that Abishol was a Das Yochid, that most of the Tanoim disagreed, we spoke about this several times, we have a rule called Alach Kadivra Mekel Ba'avil. When it comes to Chazavelos, so we always go Lekula. So one of the examples that the Gemara gives of this principle of Alach Kadivra Mekel Ba'avil is the fact that we do invoke the principle of Mikdas Yom Lekula. So therefore, we're familiar with this Alach Lemaisa, that an Avil does not observe the full 7 days, an Avil only observes into the seventh day, and the Gemara says, Beferish, that that's perfectly acceptable, that we view Lahalach as the seventh day as being a complete day, even though it's not really complete, based on the view of Abishol, which is Halakha Devei Mechel Bava, that's what we pass in Halakha. Nevertheless, there is a Machlekes, we've shown him at what point on the seventh day does the principle of Mikzas Yom Kekulo kick in. The Gemara is a little bit unclear about this. The Gemara says that Meshas Amidas HaMenachemim, once the people come to Menachem Avil and they get up, they finish being Menachem Avil, so then Mikzas Yom Kekulo applies. But it's not clear from the Gemara when on the seventh day is this taking place. There's a Machlekes in Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim say it applies at the halachic beginning of the seventh day, which is, of course, the night before. The halachic day begins from the night before. Now, some of the Rishonim say that from as soon as it gets dark on the night of the seventh, going into the seventh day, so as soon as the Menachem come, let's say they come in that Maariv, they leave, Shoshan, that's it. So then the Avelus is over. Another Rishonim say, no, you have to wait until the morning of the seventh day. After the Menachem come in the morning of the seventh day, that's considered to be the end of the Avelus. What does this issue depend upon? What's the Shaila? So the root of the Shaila is not so much in Hilchos Avelus. It actually finds itself back in other areas of Halacha, where we also find a similar concept called Mikdas Yom Kekulo. So we have to have a little bit of a background to appreciate the other area of Halacha, and then eventually understand where that other area of Halacha spills over in terms of Hilchos Avelus. There is a din min HaTorah. Sometimes a woman is obligated when she sees Dam, sometimes she is obligated to wait, what's called Shiva Nekiyim. She has to count 7 clean days before she can go to the mikvah. Sometimes the halacha requires that she counts 7 clean days, and sometimes not. Min HaTorah depends on when the Dam was seen. If the blood was seen at a certain time of a cycle, then there is no need to count Shiva Nekiyim. Then the halacha says Shivas Yom Tiyabididasa, then she's just considered to be a nida for 7 days, whether she's bleeding or not bleeding. And sometimes, depending on when the blood is seen, she has to wait to suffer La Shivas Yom Yachar Titar. Because Manazel, we no longer make this distinction, because already in the days of the Tanoim, they were concerned that it's hard for women to remember where exactly they're up to. It's not so easy to always know which part of the cycle you're up to. And therefore, Chazal were afraid that we start to tell a woman that sometimes you count Shiva Nekiyim, sometimes there's no need to count, sometimes you have to wait 7 clean days, sometimes days don't have to be clean, people are going to get confused. So therefore, because they made a takon across the board, that anytime a woman sees blood, so she has to always wait Shiva Nekiyim. You can't take any chances. So all women does not as ever require Shiva Nekiyim, even though the reality is that min HaTorah sometimes it's not actually necessary. But Halacha L'maaseh, it doesn't make a difference. Halacha L'maaseh, of course, a woman always has to count Shiva Nekiyim. Sometimes min HaTorah, sometimes mid Rabbanan. When you're counting Shiva Nekiyim, so the Torah says, V'sofer lo Shivas Yom, it has to be seven days. So what's considered to be 7 days? So the Gemara quotes the end of Maseches Nida, that, let's say, on the morning of the seventh day, so it's not quite a full 7 days yet, the morning of the seventh day, so then she can go to the mikveh ready. And we're talking about a woman who's counting Shiva Nekiyim, 6 full days past, seventh day counts, she checks herself in the morning, there's no bleeding, 8 o'clock in the morning, she goes to the mikveh. So the Gemara says, that's the din min HaTorah. Gemara says that you're not supposed to do that. It's a bad idea. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Why it's such a bad idea, but you're not allowed to do that. But midaraisa, that's the halacha. B'sofal Shivas Yomim, even though the Torah says Shivas Yomim, but we have a tradition. The Torah Shemapet teaches us that Mikzas Yom Kekulo. You can even go to the mikveh in the morning. So the Mishnah, the very end, the last Mishnah, Maseches Nida, talks about this halacha. And the Mishnah tells us that din that you're allowed to go to the mikvah on the seventh morning, that's only true in the morning, it's not true the night before. Let's say the woman was counting Shiva Nikiyam, and she gets to the seventh night, and it's ready, Higiyah, the seventh night of Shiva Nikiyam, so she wants to know, okay, I'm going to be out of town tomorrow, I want to go to mikvah now. So the Mishnah said before she can't do that. The Mishnah says that a woman goes to the mikvah on the night of the seventh, it's not yet seven full days, not even into the seventh day yet, so then that's Tevilas Psulam in HaTorah, she's still considered to be what's called a Zava, she's still Chayav Kares, the whole Tevilah is no good with the Raisa. So many of the Rishonim, perhaps most of the Rishonim, but Dayak and Gemara, you see from here that the principle of Mitzvah Yom Kekulo doesn't apply at night. That's exactly what the Mishnah is contrasting. The Mishnah is saying that Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, for some reason, even though the halachic day begins at night, somehow Chazal had this tradition, they have this Messiah, that Mitzvah Yom Kekulo has to be into the daylight hours. The night before is not sufficient. And the model for this distinction is Luchos Nida. So come Tosfos and other Rishonim and extrapolate from Luchos Nida to Luchos Avelos. And they say, just as in Luchos Nida, so we find that yes, there's a principle called Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, but no, it doesn't apply the night before. So to Luchos Avelos, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo applies, but it doesn't apply the night before. So comes the Ramban and says that he thinks that that comparison is not correct. Ramban says, in order to know whether we should compare Nida to Avelos, we have to get a little bit of a better understanding of what's really going on in terms of Hilchos Nida. The Ramban refers you to a sugya that appears at the end of Masechet Nida, Pesach, and other places, where the Gemara quotes the following Machlekes HaTanoim about a woman who's invoking the principle of Mitzvah Yom Kekulo on the seventh day. Let's say the best case scenario is the seventh day. So she goes to the mikvah, it's the seventh day in the morning, she's 8 o'clock in the morning, she checks herself, she goes to the mikvah and shut. So it's 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, all of a sudden she starts to see blood again. So now, what do we say about that Re'iyah's dam? There's a machlokes HaTanoim between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. How do we view that new dam? She went to the mikvah already, so presumably she finished. Now she's starting to bleed over again. What does the halacha say about that dam? So Rabbi Yossi says, that dam is a problem. It's a problem mikan l'haba. It means from here on in, she now becomes a surah again. What about of the last 5 hours? So the last 5 hours, she was tahora, she was mutaris. She went to the mikvah, she did what the Torah says. And now 5 hours later, she starts to bleed again. So she bleeds again, so we'll deal with it. From here on in, she becomes a surah mikan l'haba. She becomes tibet mikan l'haba. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Shimon says, she doesn't become tamea mikan l'haba, she becomes tamea l'mafreya. Retroactively, we declare that the whole Shiva Nikiyam wasn't valid. The din is, if a woman sees any blood, any halachic blood during Shiva Nikiyam, it undoes, it uproots the entire count of Shiva Nikiyam. So Rabbi Shimon says that this woman is technically in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam. What do you mean she's in Shiva Nikiyam? She just came back from the mikvah. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, she's still in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam because it's still the seventh day. She went to the mikvah already. So Rabbi Shimon says, that was based on Mikta Siyom Kekulo. But it doesn't mean that the Shiva Nikiyam are over. It means she went to the mikvah, she was allowed to go to the mikvah, and her going to the mikvah is dependent upon her making it through the rest of the day clean. But if it turns out that she sees any blood during the course of the day, Igloi Milslim Afreya, retroactively we declare that the whole Tevilah, the whole Shiva Nikiyam was null and void. And now she was a surah, even l'mafreya. My nafkamina. So it's a big nafkamina. Let's say a woman goes to the mikvah 8 o'clock in the morning on the 7th day. Then she's with her husband at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then she starts to bleed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So according to Biyosi, big deal. According to Biyosi, when she was with her husband, she was muteres. But according to Rabbi Shimon, when she was with her husband, igloi milslim afreya, she violated the sakaris. So we pask like Rabbi Shimon. We pask in, like Rabbi Shimon, the end of Maseches Nida, that l'mafreya she becomes asura. So therefore, the Chachamim made an iser not to be mishabeshes. She's not allowed to be with her husband in that interim period, because those few hours are very, very dangerous. What the Gemara calls bilasa tluyin, it means that having relations with the husband is going to hinge upon whether she bleeds or not. Most of the time, when a husband and wife are together, and then she bleeds an hour later, big deal. So at the time they were together, she was muteris. But this is the only case where the be'ila, having relations, is dependent upon her remaining in the state of tahara. If she starts to bleed during the course of that day, igloi milslim afreya, the whole Shiva Nikiyam were uprooted. So therefore, midrabbanan, they said that they shouldn't be together. And then, according to most Rishonim, midrabbanan, they added on that she shouldn't go to the mikvah together. I mean, this whole Didvin HaTorah of Mitzvah Yom Kekulo relying on the seventh morning, so you shouldn't do that because it's too risky, too dangerous. If she's going to go to the mikvah, she's going to be with the husband. She'll be with the husband, she'll see Dav, there'll be an Issacharis. So comes the Ramban, Hilchos Avelos now, and references back to that Machlokes, back to Hilchos Nida. So again, when it comes to, we're trying to deal with the question, we know in Hilchos Avelos there's a principle called Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. We don't know, does that kick in the morning of the seventh day, or does that already apply the night before? So in Hilchos Nida, we see that the Mishnah says that it does not apply the night before. And when it comes to the Hilchos Nida, you have to wait until the morning to go to the mikvah. So Tosfos said, you see, from here, it doesn't apply in Avelos either. So the Ramban says, no. The Ramban says that if you look carefully, if you look really, really carefully, somebody should have looked so carefully, they didn't find it. But the Ramban says, if you look really carefully, you'll notice that Mishnah that says that going to the mikvah the night before, the night of the seventh, right, going into the seventh day, they're going to the mikvah is not acceptable. So the Ramban says that Mishnah is actually machlekes the Tanoim. What does that machlekes depend upon? It depends upon the machlekes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. What's the nekudas of machlekes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon? Why is it that Rabbi Yossi holds that when a woman goes to the mikvah in the seventh day and then she sees Dam again, she's okay. Don't worry about it. She's lemafreh retroactively, she's still all right. And Rabbi Shimon says she's not all right. So the Ramban says that they're arguing about what's the nature of the heter of going to the mikvah early. How can it be that on the one hand the Torah says shivas yamim, and on the other hand the Mishnah says no problem, you don't have to wait 7 full days, just go in the morning. How do you understand that halacha? So the Ramban says you can understand that in one of two ways. Either that's based on a general din of miktas yom kukulo, or it's based on some chiddush in Hilchos Nida, some quirk, some din prati, some localized kula in Hilchos Nida, some gzeres hakasul somewhere, some tashma pas somewhere out there that permits the going to the mikvah in the seventh day, even though it's not really related to the regular din of miktas yom kukulo. So the Ramban says that's exactly what the Tanaim were fighting about. According to Rabbi Yossi says that it's based on the principle of miktas yom kukulo. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's over, finished. You went to the mikvah, ready? Mikvah yom kukulo, show you, finished. You're done. But according to Rabbi Shimon, maybe it's based on a different halacha. Maybe it's based on a new halacha, and maybe that halacha is that it's still bilasa teluyin. So comes the Ramban and says that question about whether the night is good or not also depends on the shayla. Says the Ramban, if it's based on mikvah yom kukulo, why should the night be good? What's the problem with going to the mikvah at night? What's the big deal? It says, a mikvah yom kukulo, this is the halachic day. The day begins the night before, so mikvah yom kukulo kicks in. If it's based on some new halach in Hilchos Nida, then I understand maybe the night is different. Says the Ramban, we're not learning Hilchos Nida yet. We're learning Hilchos Avelos. Says the Ramban, just because the Mishnah says that halach lemaisa, you can't go to the mikvah the night before, that doesn't mean to say that mikvah yom kukulo doesn't apply the night before. What that Mishnah means to say is that Hilchos Nida you can't go the night before. There's a din in Hilchos Nida, you have to go to the mikvah by day, you can't go the night before. But in terms of the regular rules of Mikvah Yom Kukulo, what's the problem, says the Ramban? Mikvah Yom Kukulo is perfectly valid at night as well. So when all the dust settles, comes the Ramban, Hilchos Avelos, and disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos says that an oval gets up on the seventh day in the morning. You have to wait until the morning, until the sunrise, you have to wait until the morning starts before Avelos ends. And the Ramban says, no. The Ramban says it's not true. Ramban says that the Avelos ends the night before, and that's it. The night of the seventh, so that's already the Gemar HaAvelos. How do we paskin the halacha? So we're all familiar with the way we paskin. We think we know the way we paskin. We think that we paskin. Like tells us, you have to wait until the morning in order for the Avelos to end. So the Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, quoted by the Pesach Tshuva of Avelos, Radvaz writes that even though the Minhag HaOlam is to follow Shittas HaTosfos, that technically the Avelos ends in the morning, but he thinks the Ramban is not totally out of the picture. He says, maybe we can rely on the Ramban under very extenuating circumstances. What are considered to be extenuating circumstances? Says the Radvaz, let's say it's a Mokom Mitzvah. What's the great Mokom Mitzvah? Let's say, for argument's sake, for the couple to be together. The couple hasn't been together for the last week. So she's about to get her period soon. It's a big Mokom Mitzvah, big Shasan Chak. So the Radvaz writes, he thinks that maybe you can make a Mokom Mitzvah that the night before it, the night of the seventh, is already the Gemar HaAvelos. In terms of the other Isurim of putting his shoes back on and other things, so you should wait it out until the morning. But the Mokom Mitzvah, Shasan Chak, Mokom Mitzvah, so the Radvaz thinks maybe you can make it even the night before. What's another Mokom Mitzvah? Limud HaTorah. The guy hasn't learned for a week. He's a week behind in Daf Yomi already. He's got so much.
You're not going to be able to catch up. So it gets quiet at night. It's 9, 10 o'clock at night. All the people left the house. So he can sit and learn for another 2-3 hours. He's sitting on the floor with his shoes off and he hasn't taken a shower. And he's sitting like an ovel. And he's sitting with his daf yomi catching up 7 blah. So the Rambam says, a mokom mitzvah. Rambam is considered to be a mokom mitzvah, so we can rely on the shittas of Rambam. So at Lefiyadi is night, I don't know whether we could follow this red vase. I'll tell you why. The Ramban himself raises the question about the application of Mikzas Yom Kukulo in terms of the seventh day. The Gemara says that you have to wait until the seventh day, whatever that means, the day or the night. The Gemara uses the phrase Ad Shas Amidas HaMenachemim, until the Menachemim, until the people who are coming to comfort you, get up and they leave. So you see clearly from the Gemara that it's not enough that the time should come, whatever the time is, whether it's Eis, Neitz, Alos HaShach, whatever the official time is, it's more than that. You have to have Amidas HaMenachemim. It has to be that people came to Menachem Avil and they got up and they left. What do you need Amidas HaMenachemim? What's the goal of Amidas HaMenachemim? So the Ramban explains the reason why Chazal formulated the halacha in terms of Amidas HaMenachemim is because otherwise it's going to look very, very silly. Guy's gonna be looking at the clock, it's 7:03, it's Neitz Chama, he jumps up, he's in the shower, he's finished his Avelos, and people are still coming at 8 o'clock. They still come through Menachem Avil to him. So the Ramban says, it's gonna look like a Chuchot Lul, it's gonna look like a Leitzonos. The Menachem is still coming, and the guy's taking a shower, it doesn't look right. So therefore Chazal said, even though technically speaking the Avelos should have already been over, the Kozman that you're still expecting comforters, you're still expecting the Menachemim, it can't be, you can't go ahead and be over shiva ready, and then go ahead and have Menachem come. It's a steer, it's a tie to the sass, it's a contradiction. So therefore, you have to wait, not only until the time comes, you have to wait until the Menachem leave as well. So one could argue that Bamed of Amamurim, that we can begin to discuss ending the Avelus the night before. According to the Ramban, you want to be make, or maybe the Ramban is right, and Mikzim Kukul kicks in the night before. So that only makes sense if there aren't going to be any Menachemim the next day. But if Menachemim are going to show up the next morning, what kind of joke is that? The guy finished his shiva, he's wearing his shoes already, he took a shower already, doing everything already, took his walk around, he did everything, and then tomorrow morning Menachem are going to come in Baruch Habu to give him Nichum Avelin. That's not right. So maybe the Ramban only makes some sense if you don't have any Menachemim. But if you're planning on having Menachemim the next morning, so then that's a problem. So how does that play out in terms of our shivas? So then it may depend on who exactly is sitting shiva. Name is that someone's going to have a minion the next morning. So usually in our communities we have a minion in the base level on the seventh morning also. So the Menachem are coming in a few hours. What are you going to tell the Avel, you could be with your wife at 12 o'clock the night before, no problem. You could sit and learn Daf Yomi the whole night and just make believe, just sit on the floor again when the Menachem come. It can't be. If you have a place where there are no Menachemim, let's say someone's not saying Kaddish, or there's no minion, let's say, the seventh day, and there's nobody coming, the rabbi's not coming, no one's coming to Menachem, so then maybe you can argue that maybe Takhti Avelus ends. Or maybe you can have it when the last day is on Shabbos, perhaps. So when the last day of Avelus is going to be on Shabbos, which is the most common day of having the last day, because the most common days of Leviathan are Sundays, simple mathematics, because person dies either Shabbos or Sunday, Levi is going to be on Sunday. Well, late Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So more Levi's are on Sunday than any other day of the week. So when the first day is Sunday, then the last day of the Avelus is Shabbos. So technically, the Ovel is an Ovel until Shabbos morning. So the Avelus really applies till Shabbos morning. So according to the Ramban, maybe the person wants to learn, Eftash Shemitah, those kinds of things. According to the Ramban, maybe you could be Makel on Friday night. But on the regular weekday, where the Menachem will come in the next morning, so I don't think it's right that a person should rely on the Ramban.
Why wouldn't we go based on what Rabbi said as far as Shabbos, why don't we extrapolate to those things that are so sair, to those things that are,
I mean, it wouldn't be such a steer according to Ramban. So the person will learn in his bedroom upstairs, and then he'll come back and say,
those two examples are
So I'm not sure. So I think what the Ramban may be saying, it's not a question of that you start to look at each aspect of Avelus and say, well, as long as nobody catches on, this is okay. I think the void is that Chazal couldn't let you take advantage of the kula, mixing the kula. You can't have a half-baked Avelus. So either you have to decide, are you sitting shiva or not sitting shiva? So if Menachem is still coming, you are stuck to be still sitting shiva. How does this play out, so Lamaisa, for us? Halach Lamaisa, we assume that mixing the kula, except for maybe those very, very strange exceptions, basically Mitzvah Yom Kukulu applies until the morning. When in the morning, how far into the morning does it apply? So the Gemara is Beferish, Adam Midas Menachemim. So the Ramah raises the question, what if there are no Menachemim? What if nobody's coming on the seventh day? So then, what is the halacha? So then, there are more rites that there are those who had a practice. They used to tell people to wait for an hour, and it's sit here for an hour. I think that lingo is still now lashon today also. Some people use that lashon. You have to wait, sit here for an hour on the seventh day. So the Ramah writes, there's no halacha l'moshem sitting of an hour. An hour is just a way of evaluating approximately when the Menachem would have come on a regular day. So let's say, usually, Menachem would come after davening's over. So let's say the whole week they were davening at 7 o'clock in the Beis Avel, and now for whatever reason they're not having a minyan the seventh day. When there's no minyan at all, so you figure out around what time would it take for people to come through Menachem Avos. So even though no one's going to come, says the Rabbah, it doesn't matter, that you should wait approximately till that time. So that's probably where the shiur of an hour came from. But it doesn't really matter. It's not written in stone. The shiur should be, if you have a minyan in the Beis Avel, so then once the minyan is over, once the person, the last people leave, that's called Amidas Menachemim. If there's no minyan, say the rabbi's coming to help the people out, take them outside, so that's called Amidas Menachemim. If nobody's coming, so then whatever time people would have normally come in that morning, so you figure out, usually around after the evening time, that's considered to be the lach equivalent of Amidas Menachemim. I just have to, just give me 1 second, literally, to run upstairs. Right, you mean they're not coming? You mean in a case when Taka nobody's going to come? Although the practice today is usually the rabbi comes, somebody comes anyway in the last morning. So we usually do have a midas menachem on the seventh day. So even though we pass in halacha under normal circumstances, midas yom kukulo doesn't apply during shiva for the lachas of avelos. It doesn't apply. I'm saying the night before. There are certain times where perhaps it does apply in somewhat of a unique situation. That's what the Maharami Rutenberg suggests. And that's as follows. The Gemara says in Maseches Makaton that there's a principle, it's called the Shmur Rechoka. Shmur Rechoka means that a person gets a message that a relative died, a relative was buried, and he gets it way after the person was already buried. So if the person receives the news within 30 days, it's still within Shloshim, so then the regular Shiva kicks in. It starts at that point, and it's like counting Shiva Shloshim. When the Shas Shmua, that's considered to be like the Shas Kavura for him. What if he receives the message after 30 days? That's what's not called the Shmur Krov anymore, that's called the Shmur Rechoka. So then the Gemara says that he doesn't have to observe the whole Shiva, he just has to observe one day of Shiva. And then the Gemara says, not one day of Shiva can even be Miktas Yom Kukulu. Even part of that one day is sufficient. So the Gemara tells a story that different Amoraim, they were, got this, in the olden days, this was very, very common, Shmur Rechoka. As matter that's almost not Shayach anymore. But in the olden days, it was fairly common. First, we get the news 6 months later. Those who are living the Sugars in Yavamos, Isha Shahocha Bayo, didn't say, yeah. The guy comes back 5 years later, and all of a sudden, someone says that the husband died 5 years ago. So that's called a Shmur Rechoka. So Shmur Rechoka, one is only Noyeg for 1 day, and even that 1 day is only a short time within that one day. Miktas Yom Kukulo. My grandmother, Lashom, told me that she had observed this din of Shmur Rechoka. Many people after the Holocaust had observed this din of Shmur Rechoka. They would get a message 5 years later that the relative had been killed years earlier. So at that point, it's already way past the regular time of Avela, so that would be the regular din of Shmur Rechoka. I think she had observed this din twice, if I'm not mistaken, in her lifetime. This din of Shmur Rechoka. But this is, again, this is not such a common halacha b'zman as that. So the Maharam Rutenberg raises the question, what would the din be if a person gets the news that a relative died and he gets the news at night? So at night, we just got finished saying that you don't say Miktas Hayom Kukulo. So would we say that if you get the message at night, so then you have a problem. Then it can't just suffice with just an hour. So the Maharam Rutenberg says no. He says that he thinks that the reason why you don't say Miktas Hayom Kukulo at night is not that you can't say mitzvah kukulo, is that whenever the halacha requires a svira, a counting, so counting has to be associated with the daylight hours. That's the main time of the that's the main time of counting is during the daytime. So if the halacha requires a shiva simei avelos, you have to count 7 days of shiva, so the 7 days of shiva have to be counted a day, and somehow the nighttime doesn't really count. Well, let's say by the woman going to the mikvah, v'sofra lo shiva ziyabim. That's the model of svira. The woman has to count 7 days, so the svira has to take place in the daytime, the night before, somehow that doesn't count as one of the days of the count. But when it comes to mikzas ayom kakulo of shmur rechoka, there is no count. That's exactly what it is. It's an avelos without a count. It's just a one day. So whenever there's an avelos without a count, there's no requirement of a svira. So says the Maamar Rutenberg, he thinks that mikzas ayom kakulo would be sufficient even at night. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that even though we accept the Rishonim who say that the seventh day of avelos has to be observed into the daytime, the night before is not acceptable. But when it comes to mikzas ayom kakulo of shmur rechoka, then even a moment at night would be sufficient. Where there is a potential application of this shaila of do we say mikzas ayom kakulo at night or not? So this plays out in Hilchos Sefiras HaOmer as well. We know that we have an age-old minhag of having a quasi avelos from the days of Sefira. The Rishonim write in Maseches Yevamos when the Gemara tells the story about the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva who died. So the Gaonim write that from here it became a minhag Yisrael to observe some degree of avelos during this period of time. So there is a machlokes the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in the siman about Sefiras HaOmer, how long this avelos goes. When exactly does this avelos end? It's assuming for now that the avelos starts at the beginning of Sefira. The Ramah quotes a whole different custom, what we call the second days of Sefira. We're not going to talk about that right now. But within the minhag of the first days of Sefira, so the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah quote two different minhagim as to how long exactly these days go. So we have a tradition that there were 33 days of avelos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that you have to observe 33 full days of avelos, and then on the 34th day, you can get a hikah, you get a wedding, etc. So according to Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do anything on Lag BaOmer. You have to wait until Lag BaOmer, you have to wait until the 34th day in order to do anything. And the Ramah writes that in Ashkenazi communities, we assume that already on the 33rd day, that's acceptable. You can even start to celebrate, you can stop your avelos on the 33rd day. And the Ramah writes, it's mitzvah yom kakulo, that once you're into the 33rd day, that's already sufficient. So the question is, how much into the 33rd day do you have to be? So the simple reading of the Ramah is that you have to be into the day of the 33rd. It's not enough the night before. So what would that mean? I mean, let's say a guy wants to have a wedding on the night. It's technically Lag BaOmer in the calendar, but it's not yet the daytime of Lag BaOmer. So it depends how you read this Ramah, but the simple reading of the Ramah is that you would not be permitted to have weddings, you would not be permitted to get haircuts. Whatever you couldn't do during Sefira, you shouldn't do the night before. And others disagree. Others say that even the night before, you're allowed to observe already, no longer observe avelos. What's that shall depend upon? So it sounds like...
No,
well, there are two others. There are some who disagree, who say the Ramah said it's asur, but we disagree with the Ramah. And there are others who claim maybe even the Ramah didn't say it, because the Ramah uses a lashon that when a person gets a haircut like Lomer, he says, Al yistap mi ba'erev, ella b'yom lak ba'omer b'atzma. It's the lashon of Ramah. So the simple meaning of the Ramah is you shouldn't get a haircut the night of Lag BaOmer, you should wait until the morning. So someone argued that maybe Be'erev means don't get a haircut before Lag BaOmer starts. It means don't think you can already get it. It's like Erev Shabbos, you can already get a haircut a few minutes before. No, you have to wait at least until Lag BaOmer starts. So it's not 100% clear what the Ramah said. But there are some, no matter what the Ramah said, there are some who say that it's mutter even the night before. So what's the issue? So it sounds
you
like it's...
You say that you're not supposed to example, get a haircut till the day.
Yes, the Ramah, that's what the simple reading of the Ramah is. Yeah. The simple reading of the Ramah is like that.
So, I don't know about playing music is different.
No, that's fine. It's fine, all the same, Shah. It's all the same thing. So what's the issue depend on? So it sounds like it's a throwback to our Shiloh. Do you say Mikta Siyam Kukulo at night or not? So maybe... Right. I'm saying, right. So according to the Maharam, counting should be a problem. But according to the Ramban, even by counting, he said mitzvah yom kukulo. The Ramban said it even by real avelos, by real shiva, he said mitzvah yom kukulo. And the whole reason to negate the Ramban, because the Menachemim obviously is irrelevant. There are no Menachemim by the avelos of Sefira. So you have different possibilities in the poskim. One could argue that maybe even if you're a little bit more machmir by regular avelos, but the avelos of Sefira is only admitting anyway, so maybe one doesn't have to be so machmir. Well, we try in our communities, I think the minhag is we try to wait until the day of Lag BaOmer, but we try not to do things the night before. But lemaisa, the poskim are a little bit more makel. The chasanas, you know, shasar chaks, people had to make chasanas and other choices. So there are grounds, those who are a little bit more makel about certain things already in the night of Lag Bomer, yeshem milismoch. But the throwback, this shayla is really a throwback to the original sugya in terms of mixyam kukul, in terms of real luchas avelos. We know that we've been talking now about when the Avelus ends, but when the Avelus begins, so everybody accepts to a certain degree the idea of Mikta Siyam Kukulo. It's a Mikta Siyam Kukulo on the other end of the equation. Let's say a person is buried at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so that's already considered to be the first day of Shiva. There's only 2 hours left. It doesn't matter. That everybody agrees to. That first day counts as the first, as day one of Shiva. What if it's not 3 o'clock in the afternoon? What if it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon? What if it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon? So what if it's not quite Shkia yet? Shkia is going to be at 5:30. But it happens to be that everybody in town already daven Ma'ariv. So everyone daven Ma'ariv, they're doing a Kvura. So what starts off Avelus is either the Kvura, or let's say it's a Shmua. So a person gets a news, he gets a telegram that his relative died last week, was buried last week. So that's considered to be, again, it's still within 30 days, so it's still Shmua Krova. So that moment of Shas Shmua is halachically like the Shas HaKvura. So what would the din be as follows? A guy daven Ma'ariv at 5 o'clock, the sun is still shining, and he comes home, and all of a sudden he gets home, and he finds a telegram of the old days. Or after he finishes daven Ma'ariv, he turns his phone back on, and he gets a message, Gevalt, his relative died and was buried and shite. So he looks outside and he says, oh, it's still Baruch Hashem, it's not yet Shkia. This should be the first day. He takes off his shoes, sits down, first day of Shiva. Not so simple. What do you mean he takes off his shoes and he starts the first day of Shiva? He ready daven Ma'ariv. Once he ready daven Ma'ariv, it's ready because it's to be like night. So once it's like night, it's ready the next day. So he just lost himself a day of Shiva. So that's part of the shas. That's exactly the shayla. So what role, if any, does the davening of Ma'ariv, either his personal davening Ma'ariv, the shul's davening Ma'ariv, is that considered to be nighttime? Once in Hilchas Tefillah, you daven Ma'ariv, so you basically made it like night for just about all practical purposes. You can't do malacha then, Motzei Shabbos, but for many areas of halacha, once you're kaveya that it's laila, but through the vehicle of davening Ma'ariv, it's considered to be nighttime, and now you can no longer count those few minutes as the first day of Shiva. Or do you say no? You said davening Ma'ariv. That's very nice. You daven Ma'ariv, but that has no impact on the count of Shiva. So this shaila could potentially take place during the week. It could potentially take place on a Friday night also. Let's say on a Friday night, you made early Shabbos, comes home, and all of a sudden someone comes running in and says, "We just got a message that Shmua just came that somebody just died." So now it was died, it was buried, and everything. And that question is it Friday or is it Shabbos? What's the deal? So this idea of davening Ma'ariv or mekabel Shabbos, making it laila, just how far exactly does this halacha go? So here also we find a little bit of a comparison between Hilchos Avelos and Hilchos Nida, because there's a similar idea that there are more races in Hilchos Nida concerning the counting of Shiva Nekiyim. We know that before a woman counts Shiva Nekiyim, she has to do what's called the Hefsek Tahara. She has to check herself beforehand to make sure all the bleeding stopped, because the 7 days have to be Shiva's Yomim V'Yachatita, they have to be 7 clean days. So the only way of knowing that they're clean days is if you stop bleeding beforehand. So she has to do what's called the Hefsek Tahara, the Mishnah at the very end of Maseches Nida. She has to do a Hefsek Tahara to make sure that the bleeding is stopped, and then and only then can she say with certainty that the 7 full days of being clean. What if it's already at 10 o'clock at night, and now she decides to do a Hefsek Tahara now? That's too late, because once you do a Hefsek Tahara, after the day starts, after the halachic day starts, so then you can't say it's Shiva's Yomim. You have no idea what happened in the last 2 hours. That's where the halacha is, that a woman has to do a Hefsek Tahara before the next day starts, since we're machmir that the next day already may start from Shkia. That's what our practice is. So therefore, Hefsek Tahara must, under all circumstances, precede Shkia. So what would the halacha be as follows? Let's say, this is a very, very common shayla. A woman is makabel Shabbos early in the summertime. She benches left, even the wintertime. She benches left before Shkia. All of a sudden, she just finished benching left, and it's 10 minutes before Shkia. And all of a sudden, she realizes, "Gevalt, I forgot to do Hefsek Tahara." What do you do? So on the one hand, it's not yet Shkia. On the other hand, it's already she ready daven Ma'ariv. She ready was makabel Shabbos. She ready bench left. The shul daven Ma'ariv. Everyone daven Ma'ariv. So now, what do you do? So can you say that well, since she didn't. Since it's not technically dark yet, so the Hefsek Tahara would still be acceptable. But you say, no, once you made it dark, once it's night for you, so then it's all over. So those are, in fact, 2 days under Ramah and Hilchos Nida. And the Ramah paskens that b'diyeved we make on the shayla. L'chadchila, we try to avoid this. Therefore, we tell women on Friday afternoon, I tell the women they should make Hefsek Tahara right before their bench lech, should not wait till after their bench lech. But with the evidence, if a woman ben shlechta forgot to make a hefsek tara, as long as it's not yet shkia, she could still do a hefsek tara. So that sounds like almost the identical shaila in terms of Vokos Avela. So next week we have to see, is it really the same shaila, not the same shaila? There may be some nuances of differences between these two shailas.